This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Clive Palmer back in court today. That is the Federal Court in Brisbane, answering questions about the demise of Queensland Nickel. Now, as you might have heard previously, Palmer has said that big banks and also the Turnbull government have conspired to try and bring Queensland Nickel down because he claims that he was the political enemy of the Liberal Party. He also claims that he had no knowledge whatsoever that the company was millions of dollars in debt, notwithstanding the fact that he is and was the major shareholder. The Australian newspaper Sarah Elkes has been following this case for many, many months. She'll almost get long service leave for having covered it for so long. She's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Sarah.
Hi, Ross. No worries.
Can you just explain to me, why was it that Clive Palmer lost his mobile phone?
Well, yes, that's a very interesting question. He says that it happened about 8 weeks ago, and he was at a steakhouse on the Gold Coast called the Black Angus Bar and Grill, not far away from his home. And he said he got home from having a lovely meal out with his family and realised that he didn't have his mobile phone with him. And now, that mobile phone was the one that he used extensively, his only mobile phone that he used during the lead up to the collapse of Queensland Nickel. And the mobile phone was obviously of a great deal of interest to the liquidators who were trying to claw back all the debts that are owed to Queensland Nickel's creditors. It's got a whole heap of, or it did have, a whole heap of text messages on it to and from people like his nephew, and it's missing. Mr. Palmer doesn't know where it is. He said that he contacted the restaurant and they couldn't find it. I contacted them this afternoon just to double check, and they said, yes, it's true that Mr. Palmer was in about 8 weeks ago. He's a regular there. And he had reported his phone missing. They haven't seen anything of it. So his staff are apparently contacting Telstra to see what they can do about, you know, recovering any sort of details from the missing phone.
And did we get any closer in the cross-examination by barrister Tom Sullivan QC in regards to whether he was exerting any control or influence over decisions at Queensland Nickel?
Yeah, so that's a really crucial point, because the liquidators are trying to prove that Mr. Palmer was a shadow director, which makes him potentially legally liable for what the company has done. So Mr. Palmer is stuck very solidly to a line throughout the whole of this public examination that he was acting purely as the chairman of the something called a joint venture owners committee. So Queensland Nickel Proprietary Limited was owned by a couple of other companies that Mr. Palmer controlled in a joint venture. So he said he was perfectly allowed for him to basically have daily interactions with his nephew, who was the director of Queensland Nickel, to talk about approval of expenditure and different contracts and all that kind of thing, but not because he was acting as a shadow director, Mr. Palmer says, but because he was acting as the chair of the JVOC. So that's been a point that he has tried to hammer home this whole time. And as you said, Mr. Sullivan for the liquidators has been trying to put a little bit of pressure on Mr. Palmer about this point.
And also in regards to the debts of the company, he's saying he paid workers' wages in late 2015 for their Christmas wages, but did not pay other debts, such as money owed to the rail company or Izon. Now, this is also very important because it's whether he was able to meet his debts if and when they came due, and whether the company had traded insolvent, because that could be the two edges that would be potentially damaging for Mr. Palmer and those others involved in managing that Queensland Nickel business.
Yeah, that's right. That's as well as the idea of him being the allegation that he's a shadow director, the suggestion that Queensland Nickel might have traded while insolvent is the other sort of main point that the liquidators are trying to gather information on. And what we did hear was that Mr. Palmer all this afternoon has said in late 2015 he had the personal capacity to raise the funds or deliver the funds to Queensland Nickel, but he sort of gave several different answers as to why he didn't. One of them was that Queensland Nickel didn't ask, which, you know, take that as you will. The other was that he felt that his nephew, Clive Mensink, who was the managing director of the company, was hadn't provided the 2016 budget that he had asked for. So he said he wasn't a happy chappy, so wasn't willing to hand over the money when he wasn't sure about Queensland Nickel's financial position. But yeah, as you rightly say, Mr. Palmer sort of said, well, he did put in a little bit of money at the end of last year to cover the Christmas wages, about $2.5 million. And he said, which is something that I don't think will play very well in Townsville once people hear about this, he said that $2.5 million was more than any of the workers would put in. And as you would remember, because you've been playing along at home about this story for a long time, those workers, 237 of them were then sacked about a month later, and then the rest of them, so nearly 800 all up, were sacked by halfway through March, and they were made redundant without any of their redundancy entitlements being paid by Queensland Nickel, wholly owned by Mr. Palmer. And so you and I, as federal taxpayers,
have had to foot the bill, Sarah Elkes. That's what we've had to do. And that's the reason why this examination is so important, if Clive Palmer did have the resources or the control of that organisation. Sarah Elkes covering it for the Australian newspaper. Very, very comprehensive. Lee and Sarah, as always, we appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.